So Vedic Rishis were not wrong by saying that when you sacrifice, you will come back, the things will come back to you, you will gain. Again you lose force, again you sacrifice, again it will come back. But when you do ignorantly, when you want to possess certain things, it is this desire to possess, to enjoy, in an egoistic manner, as mine, something that is fixed to me, not belong to anybody. It is that which is the cause of all the trouble in the world. When you do this process of losing force all the time, there is an exchange. And from the highest point of view, this whole process is a process of exchange, which goes on automatically without your doing it even. If you don't do it, it will go on. But if you do it consciously, and that is where the yoga comes. Yoga is nothing but to do consciously, or allows consciously to do what is happening by itself. To be objectively clear of what is real and allow the real to do whatever is doing is yoga. It is out of ignorance that we are jumping into it, in our own ignorance. And we don't know where to jump and how to jump. We don't know how to dance. Therefore we are like monkeys moving about in the world, doing this action or that action. But the world goes on in its own way. Therefore, to know the reality as it is, and in that status of knowledge, to stand and allow things to happen, that is Karma Yoga. Therefore, even when you do action, you are not doing anything. Now, let us go into the details of this process of Yajna. We say it is an exchange. And basic exchange is between the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Shakti. Supreme Lord loses force and Supreme Shakti again returns back. Supreme Shakti does nothing which is not willed by the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord leaves everything to Supreme Shakti to do whatever he wills. This is the real process of exchange. It's the basic law of life. Now in this process, we are somewhere in this whole process. Somewhere we are there. What are we? At present, we are, first of all, not aware of what we are. First of all, that is our basic condition. We only think what we are. We think that this is my body, or I am this body, or these surroundings are mine. This, my family, is mine. This work is mine. This property is mine. This is all my definition of myself. And this is all that I am aware of. And we are completely encircled in this. But in the state of knowledge, you find yourself to be a partial manifestation of Supreme Lord and Supreme Shakti. This is what we really are. Therefore, all this exchange is taking place through us as centers. But not limited centers as we are now. We are peculiar kind of centers. Center is a center which has no circumference. The usual center, circle is one. There is a center and then there is a circumference. But we are such centers in which we have got a center which has no circumference. Now such is our real position. So take your position as such. This in the mystical language is called take yourself or return yourself to a child consciousness. Be a child. If you examine the child consciousness, what is the speciality of a child? The child is essentially having no circumference. The whole world is open to the child. The whole world is there to protect, to put into whatever is needed. The whole world is arranging for it. It has no possessions of its own. As Christ said, become like children, then you will enter into the heaven. So this child consciousness is the real consciousness of our being. Now in this child consciousness, therefore, what is necessary is remain open all the time. This sacrifice is going on between Supreme Lord and the Supreme Shakti. And you are in that movement as center. And allow this sacrifice, this movement exchange on and on. Don't stop it. We in our ignorance are stopping that movement. So how to start our process? Therefore Sri Krishna says that whatever action you are doing, this is now the method. This is the truth is, it is already going on. The yajna is going on between Supreme Lord and the Supreme Shakti. It is a huge play which has no desire at all anywhere. It's a free play of the Divine, in which we also are centers without circumference. But because of the ignorance which has come up, because of the veil, this center begins to have a kind of a circumference. Therefore, Karma Yoga consists of breaking this circumference. And how do? It? You imitate the basic sacrifice which is going on. Allow the rhythm, all that is in you, offer yourself. And whatever is to come will come back. Do not have desire for fruit because it is not in your hands. Offer yourself, but be sure all that is going to come back because that is the law. You can't escape it. You are the children of the wealthiest parents. And the whole universe and more than universe is your heritage. So whatever is given to you, whatever comes to you now, give freely, like princes and princesses. Throw them out, and all the rest will again come back and again go on playing. Karma Yoga is therefore to play the entire process of yajna, which is in any case going on in the world. But now you become conscious of it. When you become conscious of it, there is no bondage, no limitation. Automatically it will go on. But to the ignorant human being, the basic principle which is given now is simply this, that since you are ignorant, see what you think you have. You think that you have got this, that, etc. That which you have, you offer. You give. Now, to whom to give? Normally, even without our desire or anything, normally we all the time go on giving. You see, the whole world is nothing but a process of giving. The master gives to the peon, servant. The servant gives to the master. people who seek favor, they give presents to the people from whom they seek favor, and those who can give favor, they offer something to you. In this way, everything in the world is nothing but giving and returning, giving and returning. But because you are giving only to small forces of the world, the results are very small. Returns are very, very meager. Therefore, Sri Krishna says, offer to the Supreme. Why do you go to this or that or these small little forces in the world?